For Parshas Vezchanon, I have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael for the first time in a couple of years. Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful experience to be here, and it's a certain perspective that I have being in Eretz Yisrael. America is sort of a country where everything is all about money, money, money. The whole focus of the culture is the pursuit of money. And you come to Eretz Yisrael and you're around, at least if you go to places where I go to, you're around people who are running away from that and coming to a place where they could devote themselves to focus on ruchnius and not focus on money. It gives perspective of, you know, who's the crazy one here, who's the one who has the right perspective on life, of what life's really about. And it brought me to a part of this week's parsha in the Aseres Dibros of Losach Mod, Eishes Reyacha, Losis Ava Beis Reyacha, the 10th of the Aseres HaDibros, the idea of the kin of the Isser to have certain types of kinna or fellow Jew. The Rambam actually breaks this into two separate lavin here. Losachmod is the lav of the jealousy that would actually bring us to actually do things to force somebody to give us their item, whether through selling it or other means to actually acquire something that's not ours, versus Losachmod is our desire to do that. I don't think it means if I go to somebody's house and I see that they have a smart plug for their AC and I start desiring that's an Isser of Lo Sava. At least I hope not. I would think it means that when I'm trying to get something away from you. But just being in Eretz Yisrael, one of the things that hit me was being at a bar mitzvah here. And some kid got bar mitzvahed, and he basically got an aliyah from after, and somebody threw a candy at him, and that was it. And I heard they have a kiddush down the road, maybe a little simcha with some friends, but it was just such a different world to me. But I think the kid was probably happy, and it just brought me back to when I was in yeshiva in Milwaukee back in the day. And I remember that one of the kids made a bar mitzvah, and it was a beautiful bar mitzvah. And at the same time, it was very, very different from a New York bar mitzvah. And the dancing was in the gym. It was a very different type of an experience. And at the same time, the kid had a great time. And it just hit me, this idea that our expectations are very much shaped by what we see around us. When we see people living a certain lifestyle, then we need that. But if we don't see that, if we're not exposed to certain things, then we don't need that. If we choose to live in a community where everybody is working on their houses, where everybody has fancy houses or fancy cars or fancy clothing, then we need that. And you read the Mishpacha magazine articles about people, I send mine to the camp, and I don't want to pay for that, but I need to. My kid needs that. Whereas if we choose not to be in such a society, then some people can be very happy without that. Because these things are not innately needs of the human being. They're simply what we're exposed to from other people. And it brought me back to a piece in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim tells us that kavod eats us up more than any other drive in the world, is the need to feel that we're important, the need to feel that we measure up to other people. He says, if not for that, people would be comfortable with eating whatever they need to eat, wearing what covers them, being in a house that protects them. The parnasa would be easy. People wouldn't make themselves crazy chasing after money, if not for the fact that person sees himself lower than other people, then that makes him upset, and then he starts working his pants off to try to keep up with everybody else. But if not for that, the person would be very comfortable with their state of life. That's how the Ramchal saw the world. So what surprised me was that this was in the section about kavod, not about the section about kinna, meaning Pashup Shat to me would be that when I'm comparing myself to other people and I suddenly need I'm happy in my house, and then I see that all my coworkers or my neighbors are working on their house and doing extensions, or that I was comfortable being home for Pesach and then I found out that everybody around me goes away for Pesach, and then suddenly that changes things and now I'm not happy anymore, I would have put that under the category of kinna. So I was a little bit surprised to see the Ramchal putting this under the category of kavod. So I reached out I was trying to figure out the difference between the two. I know they're closely related. So I reached out to Rabbi Eli Kaufman, I'm not going to have a relationship with. And so he was suggesting to me that the difference, that kinna, the Orach HaTzaddikim says, is an anaf minakas. The way I understood what he was saying, that kinna is an anaf minakas, that kinna is connected to anger. That kinna is more the mida that burns me up when I see other people have things, and I say, I want that. Why don't I have that? I wish they didn't have that. I wish I had that. Instead, when the mida that burns us up and makes us so upset and miserable, and Hashem is mitzayer, how it rots the bones, and mamish makes a person who could be so happy with what he has, and now he's bitter and upset because he's so focused on what does everybody else have that I don't, that's the midah of kina, and that's one midah, versus the midah of kovod is just an inner sense of unhappiness, that I don't feel good about myself, I need to prove myself to myself, I'm not measuring up enough. That kina is that bitterness, and the need for kavod is that inner sense that makes us feel bad about ourselves and makes us feel like we need more things. Somebody's over to me that it's probably not the pshat, that this is the only, obviously people like nice things and they like nice food, and it's not the only reason why people need what they need, but that people would be able to handle it if not for the need for kavod, if not for that need, if not for the fact that we didn't have enough inner sense of self-worth, that we would be able to handle not having these things and not feel that we're less than other people. But there's definitely this sense of that a lot of it comes from being comparing ourselves to other people. And I think when we get in touch with that and we realize that the only reason that I'm unhappy with what I have is because I'm comparing myself to other people, I think it makes a very big difference for us. I thought maybe with this split between kin and kavod, maybe it could help me better understand the famous Eben Ezra, I've always had trouble with. Is a famous Eben Ezra in the Aseret HaDibros and Mosach Mod in Parshas Yisro, where he asks how people can work on the midah of kinah. I mean, a person has an emotion that he desires what other people have. How is he supposed to work on that? So he says, I'll give you a mashal. You have a villager. The villager doesn't desire that he should be a bird in the sky. Doesn't have kinah from the birds that they can fly and he can't. Nor is he jealous that he can't marry the princess. He knows that this person is in a different planet than him. I guess the comedy marshal. When you see people like Donald Trump going on fancy trips, you read about people going on trips to Dubai, it doesn't make a person jealous because a person realizes those people are in a different planet than me. What makes me jealous is when my next door neighbor has a pool, when my next door neighbor has spent money on certain types of designer clothing or has a job that I feel, why don't I have that job? Why don't I have that type of an environment? Then a person, why don't my kids behave like that? Then I have jealousy. And he says, we have to realize that a person, Hashem gives a person what's coming to him and that nobody could take away from another person. If what you have is what Hashem gives you. And just make that separation in your head, that's how you work on kinah. So I think if we look at that as, but I still want, okay, but now that they're not like a bird, he compares it to like a person not jealous of a bird, but okay, but my next door neighbor is not a bird, we're in the same league, like he can have it, I look at it like I can also have it. So I think if you're viewing it in terms of working on the taiva or the kavod, then that's very, very difficult because at the end of the day, I see somebody, if they're out of my league, then they're out of my league. But they're in my league, then I desire it, then I want it. But maybe if he's specifically taught, maybe if that's one battle, but then there's another battle of kina, and just why don't I feel like I should have what he has? How come I don't have it? I don't want him to have it if I can't have it. To realize that Hashem could give it to both of you. There's no, ain't of them no gave a mochan machavera feel kamo inima that whatever he has, I could also have if Hashem wants me to have it, that burning up sense of being less than him, that maybe that we can work on through realizing that what he has no relevance to me. Just some thoughts about the midah of kina, the effects that kina has on our happiness, and maybe how we can work on it a little bit. Mizochen, this time of Shabbos Nachamu, we're trying to come together as a people and feel more comfortable in our own shoes, to be able to feel comfortable in our own shoes and be happy with what Hashem, the brachas Hashem gives us, Mizochen to do so. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos.